Blog Talk Radio.
WD Smith B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you? What you? What you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood, don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike a pose, there's nothing to it.
The music just turns me on.
Turn it up!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God, is he nuts?
Everybody, 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 everybody.
Now we come to the payoff.
Everybody, 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 everybody.
All right. You're live, BWD Radio, with me, your host, Miss V. You can call, listen in, hit the digits, 347-237-4501. I'm going to go ahead. I do have our guest on the line. They go by Soul Direction 1. And I'm going to go ahead and bring them in. Do I have Soul Direction 1 with me today?
Hello. Who's talking?
Oh my goodness! It's great to finally talk to y'all. My goodness, I think we've been chatting it up now for about 2 months.
Yes, we have, and we've enjoyed every bit of it.
Aw, that's great. I'm so glad. You know, before I go into starting to like just cheer you up with some questions. Go ahead and just introduce yourself. I know you're going to announce your names even better.
Okay. Well, my name is Zericord Jackson Jr.
And my name is Lily Jackson.
And together we are
Soul Direction.
All right. You know, I had to have you do that because, you know, when y'all did that drop for me, it was cool. I really, really liked it. And you guys, you two, you are both, you're so beautiful, you two. Your personality is just outstanding. I really feel imperfect compared to you all, and I think I'm good. I don't know.
You are good. You're very good, and we recognize that. But, yeah, we try to be a lively bunch if we can. We seem to fit in with you pretty darn good.
Yes, we do.
Aw. Well, you guys, you know, I'm feeling your movement, and you're just, I feel that you're making such a difference, you know, and that's what life is about. You want to be the change that you wish to see, and I think that you guys are great. But let me stop, you know, blowing your heads up over here with all these compliments. Let me go ahead and jump into these questions, and between the two of you, y'all can decide which one you want to answer. Tell us about your salvation experience as individuals and later on as a couple, because it's a great story, as well as where are you originally from and currently located?
Okay, well, when I went to church when I was young with my mom, and I was baptized at age 8, and then my mother passed away. I went to live with my aunt and uncle, so I didn't go to church for a while. Had some friends that took me for a few years when I was a teenager, but that didn't last very long. But when I got older, that's when I really rededicated my life to the Lord and just went all out serving God and doing whatever I could in the church. And I did a previous album with my late husband who passed, and after he passed, I didn't know what I was going to do. Then I met my wonderful husband, Zericor, and we have continued on from there. We have our debut CD out now, and most of the time I lived in Artesia, which is a very small community outside of Los Angeles, and we currently live in Downey.
Okay, and I was, I grew up in the Watts area. I was living in the Jordan Downs housing project, not doing too well at the time. I had a few problems, and I was listening to Christian Station, Channel 40, and a pastor said sometimes you just have to begin your fight if you want change. You got to start right where you are. Prior to that, I kept saying when I moved to Beverly Hills, maybe I can change. So anyway, I went to church, got saved, became a deacon, ordained a preacher, rather. And so we've sort of been living here in Downey and doing fairly well.
Yes. Yes, you have. Now, you've been a husband and wife duet. As you had wonderfully started us out with singing under the name of Soul Direction One. What brought you two together, and when did your musical journey actually begin?
Well, I was working with a young man, and he was telling me about this mean lady who had some musical equipment, and I asked him if I could meet this mean lady, which I did. Found out she wasn't mean at all. She's quite wonderful, which turned out to be my wife of the future. We started had a recording project going at the time. And so that is pretty much how we met. And, you know, we pretty much carried that journey on since then.
And it was originally Direction with my late husband when I was singing with him. And we were going to change it to Soul Direction, but found there was another group with the same name out there. So we added the one to distinguish us from them so that people would be able to find us easier.
Woohoo! Woohoo! Yeah, you know, and that does become make it difficult for many products, brands, you know, musicians, groups, whatnot. You know, when someone already has it, that's like BWD Radio. Someone had already used it. Not sure if they were still using it. So I had to end obviously BWD Radio with an underscore. So I could totally relate. Totally. Now
exactly, because we had started a few projects with just Soul Direction, and every time we would go to Google it, another group would come up, you know. Finally got to put that one on, so we're much better off for it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But at least you caught it early on so that you didn't have to really do, hopefully, a lot of backtracking. Who are some of your musical influences for both of you?
Okay.
Well, for me, Karen Wheaton, C.C. Winans, Karen Carpenter. I especially like Betty Jean Robinson because of the country, and Tina Turner for the solo part of it. So, Amy Grant.
And some of my influences have been like James Brown, Smokey Robinson, Kirk Franklin, Jason Crabb, Alvin Slaughter, and the world-famous Jackson Southern Airs.
You know, I have to admit, you know, and then I'm going to give away my age, but, you know, today I'd be embarrassed that I listened to many of the Carpenters, and I'm not even going to keep going on because then everybody's going to totally guess my age, but that's okay, though. I mean, those that are brave, they're very brave souls. you could definitely go there. Now I know that you probably you know are at a stage where you're able to spend the majority of your time. However, this is still a really important question because many do wonder how others do make time. You know, for the Lord, you know, the required time, you know. So are there times when your music just somewhat interferes with your family, you know, or your, you know, your life's obligations? And if so or not, how are you balance family life and now you have music, you're touring, performing, and you're writing your own music, you're recording, and you're working with the homeless. How do you find time for all that? I'm tired just reading. I'm tired just reading your bio. I'm just tired.
Well, basically, when I was working, it was a little more difficult because I had to not only balance the music with working, but now that we're both retired, it makes it a whole lot easier because we can pretty much make our own schedule. So what we try to do mostly is whatever we feel is the priority for the day, that's what we do. If it's a homeless ministry, we'll take care of that first. If it's personal stuff, we'll take care of that. Fortunately, all our kids are grown and on their own, so we don't have to worry about them. So we just basically kind of take it on a day-to-day, whatever has to be done that day. If it's music, we do music. If it's homeless ministry, we do that. If it's taking care of family matter, we do that. So
then another thing, we always put the Lord first.
Always.
There's been times when we couldn't make it to church. I won't fib about that, but we have watched Christian TV on TV, but basically we try to put the Lord first, then the homeless, then our music. It seems to work well for us.
Yes.
Outstanding. I try to make as much time as I possibly can, so that's how I can only imagine. There's certain days you may have your hands full. Now, you had mentioned your debut album. And also you have your latest singles. You have the God Is Part 1, Part 2. Now, go ahead and tell us about your debut album and, what inspired? What was your inspiration?
Okay, well, we always knew, even going back, we don't want to date ourselves, but going back many years, we always knew that we wanted to have some of the things we experienced in our homeless ministry reflected in music. And number one, I'd like to just thank God in all sincerity for it. And we can't go any further without mentioning Pastor Music of Essence, a great gospel group out there in Ontario. And then our musical director, Wes Millsap, because they, you have to have a team to come up with something that sounds like anything. I'm not an accomplished musician. I just didn't know some chords. But, we wanted to take the time to include them because without them it wouldn't have happened. And God Is Part 1 and 2 was meant to inspire the homeless. These are meant to be street anthems because we plan on taking it to the streets, not big stadiums, but to where the homeless people actually live.
And we actually have homeless people in our own family, which is part of why we like to work with the homeless. Zeracor's brother, my great-nephew. So it kind of hits home with us, too, because of their homelessness and being able to really relate to a situation. And Zeracor's brother has even passed. My nephew is out there now. So we still... It hits really home, and we really feel that God has called us to reach out to those type of people.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And, I have to ask this, and I think I know what your answer is going to be, but I want to hear it from you. So I'm going to throw one at you, but I know you have an easy answer, because I know it's an easy answer. It has to be. What inspires your camo that you wear, the different shades of camo? What does that mean to you? I mean, I think I know what it means, but I just want to hear it from y'all.
Okay, yeah, it hits at the heart of when I first got saved, I would read in the Bible where it says, go, and I'm going to say this, and yet my church wasn't going.
Mm.
And I had this burning desire. I was living in the project, seeing a bunch of things go on that the average person had no idea people lived this way. And so I started going right in my neighborhood, and we had a meeting. We adopted camouflage to show that we were going to have a soldier-like attitude about letting people know we're real serious about this.
And plus, when you go into the project, there's certain people who are in control. And by them knowing that these people who wear camouflage are only coming out to promote God, they told everybody, leave us alone, let them do what they're doing.
Amen. But, yeah, it was just to, just to highlight that we were just Christian soldiers in the best possible way.
And you're right too. It shows that you are serious, and you're gonna do what you need to do to get your message across. Outstanding.
Yeah,
I knew you were good. I knew that's what you were gonna say somewhere along them lines, but it would sound better.
I knew you would. But we also believe in having fun. I mean, I'm gonna be honest, we're not self-assured Christians because I have an extensive street background, and so it really works well when we're all on the streets. I know how to deal with people because I used to be them.
Exactly. I know.
I know you do.
Yes. We've all grown up, and I was right in the city, so there was always a different nationality on each block. That's just the way it was.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way it was. So I was definitely introduced to many nationalities, and it was cool. It was great because it made me – had a lot to do with who I am today. Now,
yeah, where are you from, by the way?
I'm originally from New York.
All right.
Oh yeah, so definitely used to all walks of life. Yes.
we can tell.
Oh,
your intro told us that.
But you know what? That probably also explains why I'm so passionate about variety, because I am very diverse. I grew up very diverse in that and in music. And I mean, one minute I could be listening to old school that I wasn't even born yet. And it's just about mood. So that's why I have variety, because there are out there that they like a variety. I cannot stand listening to some of the stations that play the same mind games with you, the same thing. And of course you're going to love the track because they just mind don't you about it.
Exactly. Well, that's one thing about this CD. We cover just about every genre there is, from R&B to country. And that's something that we wanted to do, was have many different types of music.
Great. And you are doing your thing, and I think that is outstanding. And I keep telling you that. And I know you keep telling me I'm outstanding, so we're all outstanding.
We are.
So go ahead and throw five things at me that are the top five things that you'd want others to know about you.
Okay, number one,
we're radically safe, both of us.
And we feel a strong bond with homeless people because of the different people that's in our family that's suffering from it now.
We're both ordained ministers in good standing with Western Evangelical Association, and we'll be going to their conference this coming Saturday. They have it twice a year.
And we both love to laugh and fish.
Yes.
No. You guys like to laugh?
Yes.
Yeah, we like to laugh.
Can you tell? And we both love to write and sing Christian and gospel songs, and we do it as a team. He'll come up with ideas, I'll come up with ideas, he'll come up with words, I'll come up with words, and we put it all together.
And call Wes.
And then we call our musical director Wes.
Oh, boy, you guys are cool. I love it. You guys are great. What do you feel has been, and I'm sure there's been more than we could sit here and go on about, but just touch on a few of what you feel, from your heart and your soul, what your greatest accomplishments have been since you found each other, since you've married and you're on this journey together.
Okay, one of my greatest accomplishments was, this might sound funny, but I always mention this, was going to an alley, taking food to a family that was living in a trailer, and that grandmother came to church and said that she'd never thought she'd see a preacher walk through the alley with a bag of food for them. That was my great, and nothing will ever be as great as that. I don't care if we made $1 million tomorrow, nothing to me would be as great as that.
Yeah, working with the homeless. Yeah, that was awesome. She really couldn't believe it. It was fabulous. And then also we had another thing we're very proud of is that we had a continuous running cable program for like 14 years. And we also did the gospel concert for the Love Summer Festival for about 13 continuous years.
And another thing was just bringing joy to small congregations with our music. A lot of these mom-and-pop churches think that people don't care for them. Because of the mega churches, they think that people don't notice them. But we absolutely just love. We love them, and they love us. And we don't ask for money.
No, and that's great about y'all, and it's true exactly what you say. They look at it just like the small, mom and pop, the five and dime store, so to speak. You know, I mean, that's just kind of how badly people do look at it, and that's sad. And I know myself. It's sometimes the biggest ones that you have to be more concerned about because. And I'm not going to throw anybody out there because I don't do that. But you have one of the biggest churches, and someone will probably guess and read in between the lines, but you have one of the biggest nationwide so-called churches out there where they're not so much really pushing the Bible, in my opinion, versus just giving people positive quotes. And then writing books and making money off, but I'm not going to go into all that. But let me just say, the bigger they are, you might want to be careful, okay? Because you're putting money
in somebody else's
Yeah, we found that to be true too. We try to love them all, and we know when to head for the back door.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you have to love everyone. We have to love everyone, and everybody has their own way of sharing their love for the Lord. But anyways. So let's get back
another
to
another thing we really like to do is pray for people in areas that other people don't like to go to. We go to the projects, we go to the homeless communities where people don't want to go, and sometimes the greatest pleasure is when you give them a hug and they go, I haven't had anybody hug me in a very long time.
Aw, yes.
Yeah.
And you do, and I'm sure you've experienced it, like when you go to church and you're healed, but when you go to church, you can actually, it's someone you've never seen before, and you can actually tell, you can look right in their eyes and you can see that they're hurt. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
That
has affected me a lot. That has affected me a lot, where I was able to turn and look at someone and you could just see, they were a lost soul. You could see it right in their eyes. I mean, if you got me telling you this to any of the listeners, you know it's for real. But anyways, I don't want to run out of time. Let's go ahead and, finally let us know what you have going on, your next projects, what we can look forward to in the coming months from Soul Direction One.
Okay, well, we're in the process now of writing new songs for our second CD. And we have a lot of raw footage from our cable program that we plan to edit and put on YouTube.
And right now we don't have any performances coming up, but if there's any churches out there that would like us to come and sing, we're available.
And we will be using EWD promotions.
Absolutely.
For sure.
You guys do look pretty hot on that BWD magazine cover, don't you?
Oh, yes, we do.
We like that.
We've gotten a lot of compliments on it.
Oh, that's great. Every single one's like a new masterpiece. It really is. It's just like a new one is just like starting anew. It's awesome. It really is. So I was so pleased when you guys were just like so thrilled. I was thrilled for you. And for those listening or now or on demand listen later, also be sure, because their video as well is also on the front page of bwdmagazine.com, as well as their issue on the cover of this month. And remind me, what is the name of that video again? It's not God Is, or what's the name
of that? To Release the Bees. It was filmed in an actual homeless encampment. Two different homeless encampments. So it's about as real as going to get.
So make sure y'all check that out. Yes, make sure y'all check that out.
It's pretty driven. And I would like to just say one thing. I'd like to say one thing. I would ask any independent artist out there, and I don't have to say this, but you would do yourself well to let BWD Promotions promote you. They do an excellent job. Every time I see hashtag NP, my heart jumps, folks.
You know, I've been doing this for well over a decade.
It's again.
Well over a decade. And I still, you know, I appreciate that so much. I'm so humbled, and I'm passionate about independent music. I'm passionate about diversity and all different types of music, different types. So I definitely love it. And so go ahead and, because I want to make sure we have enough time to play your song. Just take a quick minute and just let us know, let the listeners know where they can find you on social media.
Okay, our website is souldirection1.com, and it has all of our music on there. It has links to all of the digital downloads if you don't want to download it from our website. But all of our information is right there, contact information and everything.
It has all kind of information in depth about how we met, our complete story. You can reach us on Facebook, /SoulDirection1, and Twitter. You can reach us Twitter, /SoulDirection1. Like to give a shout out to those 1 million followers we got on Twitter. Took us a long time, but we got them, baby.
That's what's up. Also, Instagram. Is it Soul Direction 1?
Yeah, we're on Instagram. We're on Instagram.
Soul Direction 1.
Soul Direction 1. Yes, we are. We've been on Instagram now for about 3 months. There's so much social media, we're having trouble keeping up with everything.
I hear you. Oh, you? You see how many BWDs are out there? Oh, my goodness.
Time we reach one, we find that you're already there.
I am very pleased that you are pleased. So before we run out of time, it's been a pleasure to talk with you. I know I'm going to catch you on the flip side, and we're going to hear more of your music. But before you leave out, go ahead and take us into this part two you have here.
Okay. Woo-hoo!
Lead into part two.
Oh, this is God Is Part Two, that was born straight out of the Holy Spirit while we were in the studio. Most of it is completely ad-lib, right on the spot.
Yes.
Sound Direction 1.
God is still in the healing business, and God can deliver you from all your sins. Just remember, God will see you through it all.